You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey, I knew Sean was going to get into this one.
Oh my God. This is perfect for him.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with singers, producer Gabe Rowland.
Yo, 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 what up?
Glad to have you in studio. We got Miss Queen, Sean Allen.
Drop that kitty down low.
What? What? Come on, Sean. Let me see you do your best Tinashe.
Somebody got to scoot across the
Show me how Tinashe dance. Show me how she hit that blunt.
Yeah.
I can't believe they put that in
the
video.
Why can't they put that in
the
video? They trying to
mess up her image.
No, they not.
They done already boo-boo kittied her. All right, what's going on, Gabe?
Yo, how you feel? Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, before we get started, normally we just jump right into Twitter topics, but I need you to give us a little cover song acapella so people know who we're dealing with
acapella.
Right now. I need an acapella.
That's acapella.
So you said you was going to sing. What were you going to sing for us?
Ed Sheeran.
Okay, don't be scared.
Nah.
Don't be scared.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Ooh. Baby. Ooh. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Take me into my beating heart. Ooh. Think I messed the words up there.
No, that's okay.
Baby,
so I'll just be listening.
Oh girls, say we found love like where we are. That's
boom.
Butchering the lyrics.
Oh,
man.
That's like, all right.
I would never have known. You could have been like, I would have been like, shit. So, yeah, stay tuned because that's who we'll be fucking with today.
I can't sing like you, but I can hold a note now.
She got a little. Gabe Rowland featuring Queen. We making shit out with Sean dancing in the background. All right, let's get into some Twitter topics. So clearly y'all know the boy can sing. But we got to talk about some things that happened this week that were just crazy. One, first of all, before we get into that one, so apparently Nicki Minaj and Meek Mills are engaged.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Wow, you went to church on that one.
And Safari is pissed.
I mean, I'd be pissed if I was him too.
He posted a picture with her on her knees and his dick in her mouth. Damn. But my thing is, yes, honey, but my thing is this.
It's very emotional.
My thing is this. They've been together for 14 years. You posting the picture with her.
Said he's not he did not post that.
Who posted it?
He said someone went and
really
did it for him.
Where does it? It is her, but where did it come from?
His phone.
Exactly.
His phone was hacked.
Yeah, right. He posted that picture.
But that's what she fucking get, because that's disrespectful how she's been with somebody for 14 years.
And in months,
and she's fucking gallivanting around with fucking.
Maybe all you got is years. At the end of the day, even though her relationship with Safari, everybody, people change.
It's disrespectful.
I mean, how do you feel about it, Queen?
Yeah. I think, yo, she's from my hood.
Who cares what Gabe thinks?
She's from my hood. Sorry, Gabe.
It's cool.
You feel me? She's from my hood.
She's from my hood.
She's and she ain't no hoe. She got her bread and she makes her own checks. Safari and her,
I don't think Nicki Minaj is a hoe.
She ain't no fucking hoe.
She's a slut.
I think.
She is not Tinashe.
She's not.
No, okay, wait, we have to reference this every day. Sean, every show we're going to just do this. Sean hates on us.
I love everybody.
No, we love Tinashe.
Maybe you guys don't.
My career is just getting started. You're trying to
sorry.
Be performing. Meek just run up on me like, hey, I love everybody, man. Everybody deserves to be happy. That's
That's my official stance.
So congratulations, Nikki.
Congratulations to Nikki and Meek Mill. I wish them nothing but luck. Sometimes all you have is time with somebody after 14 years. We don't know what Safari was doing up in their crib for them to break up. And it was also rumored that when Safari and Nikki were together that she was seeing Meek on a low. So that's what started the breakup with their relationship. But Safari be wilding out too. My thing is this. Love has no time. And that $500,000 ring that's on Nikki's finger, it ain't ugly. It's worth every penny. I wish her nothing but luck and success. Her and Meek, they're going to have a bunch of little babies.
I hope it... I
thank you, Alex.
I hope it is a serious situation. I don't want it to be no Candy and Todd, Real Housewives of Atlanta type situation where it's like...
No, I think it's real. I think it's real. You don't know how long they've been fucking with each other though while she was with Safari. They both are single. They both make amazing amount of money. They have the foundation.
But I don't want that to be the foundation. I want the foundation to be they fuck with each other. They love each other. Not because, hey, you know what? I'm a top rapper. You a top rapper. And this might be real cute right now. We could be in the pictures.
But she didn't even give her coochie a grace period. Like,
how do you know?
She may not have been fucking Safari that last year. Right. I've been in a relationship where I was like,
right. Well, you don't have sex for a year or so.
We don't know that. We know publicly she was in a relationship with this man, and publicly she's in a relationship with Meek Mill.
But publicly she was not really in a relationship with Safari.
No, he was her hype man, jumping all over the stage, publicly, doing all kind of crazy fucking dances.
Now, behind the scenes is a different story. Right. But publicly what she wanted us to know
was he was her hype man and her producer.
This wasn't even a topic for today. It just came out. So moving on to our topics today.
Good luck, Y'all,
Drake and Madonna. Madonna done tried to rape Drake on stage. Poor Drake. So
I wonder if she's spit in his mouth.
I just want to say, look, she kissed Drake. We talked about it. She said she wanted to kiss Drake. Yeah. She was at Coachella. She performed. She went for it. Drake's on stage. She kissed him, and he had this look of disgust on his face. Now, he stayed quiet for a minute. But the internet went ham, talking about she's sucking his soul out of him, that he's a rape victim, that she's like the witches from Hocus Pocus.
This is mean, man.
Some people came out and defended it, like Rita Ora. Yeah. Rita Ora said, "No, Madonna, thank you for fighting against these ageist battles so that women like me won't have to do it in the future." I'm like, so are you trying to rape little kids like when you're older? Like... battle.
Like, well, I think that Rita Ora is coming from a spot like, and it's weird because, I mean, Drake ain't no kid. You know, like nigga, you pay taxes. You're not a child. Yeah. You know? I mean, I think we like to say we kids, but that nigga's grown. Can we say nigga on here?
You sure?
You can say nigga pussy. Nigga pussy dick fuck suck everything.
If your soul is okay with it,
I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I personally think like what Rita is saying is that people get so obsessed over. An aesthetic, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like, they bug out about one thing instead of what matters. And, mm-hmm. like, people like Rita, they got to fight that battle. Like, you know, she gets a lot of looks because she's beautiful and all these other things. But I'm sure she's probably over here like, I can sing and I'm really talented. And mm-hmm. if you're just focusing on, if the only reason you mess with me is because of this, then you're going to stop messing with me the moment I'm not that anymore versus... Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, Madonna's a legend. You know what
Madonna
I mean?
Madonna is a legend, and she don't care.
All of us, we can talk some jabs and everybody, but, like, let's just keep it 100. We'd be lucky to have the kind of career she mm-hmm. did. You know, she's... Because we talk about how old she is, but we still talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what I mean? Just about to say that. And trust me, this kiss right here just made her relevant to the young people.
Well, I think she's a little irritated by it because, like, all right, look. So, obviously, she kissed Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yes,
no one remembered that she kissed Christina.
I do remember. They was dressed in wedding uniforms.
Right,
wedding
dresses. She kissed Britney. It was the kiss around the world. It was everything. Everyone went ham. It was sexy. At that time, it was like passing the torch.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, though, and people were into it. They were like, Madonna's back. Like, she's making out mm-hmm. with girls. With this one, though, I kind of feel like Drake, now, he came out and said it was the lip gloss that grossed it out. But I kind of think Drake
what you're about to say.
Put a taint on Madonna because it made everyone be like, oh, Drake didn't like it. So she's old and gross and her breasts smell like fish filet. Like, you know what I mean? I just personally think Madonna, that's a personal thing on me. That's
actually interesting because if Drake would have been cool about it and like,
it would have been hot,
played
cougars.
To the crowd or whatever, like, it would have been, because we just saw that. Like, you know, when Missy came out with Katy Perry, she, I think, according to the internet, she had like a 16,000% surge spike in all of her music. I know that those three songs she performed was number 3, 4, and 5 on iTunes. Right. And her album, she came out, Jesus, years ago. That's a that's an old album. Let's just be 100. It's an old album. Yeah. It was number 40 on the top, built like, so, which, that's why I go both ways. Saying, like, if you make something that's hot, then can't nobody, you can try to throw, in the words of Rita, or you can try to throw age of shade at it all you want to, but if it's hot, it's hot. I mean, Missy proved that. She was smashing it. And, like, I agree with you. If Drake would have been, like, just played into it, you know what I mean?
Like, it's like,
but he raised his hand
because you,
cause
you
like,
sat there and you put your head, I mean, you look like, come on, you sat there to listen, Madonna, we on stage, kiss me, baby. Like, give me way more shows. I'll
be like a virgin one more time.
But he's Drake is doofy anyway. Like, I love Drake. He is doofy. So I'm not surprised of this reaction. It probably wasn't even on purpose. He probably did enjoy the kiss. It was just off guard. He raised his hand slow to rub her hand. She threw his hand down like, don't touch my hair. I think he probably knew, but I think she probably dropped some spit or something in his mouth.
Yeah, it was something
that he had to swallow. Something happened.
Her teeth probably fell in his mouth.
Stop it.
It's just rude.
Stop it.
Just rude.
She's ageless. She's ageless.
You know, okay, totally off it, but for you to say that about Rita Ora, that kind of put something in my head. That makes so much sense, because when Rita Ora first came out, everyone was like, oh, this bitch trying to be Rihanna. She looked like Rihanna, and it's just that aesthetic, and it tainted me from wanting to really get into her music. And then when I started just listening to her without being like, oh, this is the Rihanna 2.0, totally different sound, totally different. And so that one aesthetic thing.
We got a weird way about ourselves. And when I say we, I'm talking about we, just
in
everybody,
general.
Just we, and we is every color, every whatever. If we living on social media, we got this thing that we just cynic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to believe the worst before we want to see the best. We're going to talk shit on somebody before we even know their story. We're going to assume that they did XYZ to get here when realistically you don't really know what she did.
What their grind is
or any of that. So we kind of messed up like that. We should fix that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So Madonna tweeted out she was not happy with everyone hating on her. She said, if you hate me, but you still watching me, you a fan. Bitch, you a fan.
I love you. Remember,
and only Madonna can say something like that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. People forgot that Madonna used to go off. Like, Madonna was the shit. Nobody fucked with her. That's why she lasted so long. Madonna didn't give two shits about what nobody thought about her.
Her daughter is actually really attractive.
Yeah, her daughter's beautiful. I remember she was like, born.
Now, I know we're talking about ages.
She's old.
She ain't 18, is she?
I think she is. Right?
No, mm-hmm. She's grown.
She's older than 18?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's like 20, 21, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Lourdes.
Say
she's grown.
So we can confirm that.
Yeah, can you confirm that?
Alex, thank you, Alex.
Because I don't know if I want to make it on statements.
Yeah, no, she's
I don't need
grown.
Madonna tweeting
at me. No, that's hot. No, that's okay, because Tyga, Kylie,
I'm
so
just
good.
Kidding. It's a joke.
It's okay if she's underage.
From one scandal to the next. Miss Rihanna is in the news this week.
Oh, that was so funny.
So apparently a video got leaked.
Snapchat. It was on Snapchat.
It was Snapchat?
Uh-huh. It was a Snapchat.
In which Rihanna was...
TMZ is so funny. With the little arrow.
With the point. Oh, my God.
So this video went around where Rihanna and her homegirls are listening to some music in some room or whatever. And Rihanna is over there rolling something up and kind of powdering something down. And it went around that Rihanna was doing coke. Because the two scenes that you get is Rihanna lining something up. And then the other one is going like this with her nose. So Rihanna came out to say, y'all are bugging. I was... What did she say?
Rolling a blunt, adding cigarette to the blunt, because it makes it last longer. She
and also boosts the high.
And it boosts the high. So she was putting tobacco on top of the weed while she was rolling her blunt.
Now, the only reason I can totally say that I do believe that is because you do see her hitting the thing down, and that's what you do to pack.
What happened is this guy went to Rihanna's, he tweeted out. That this random guy with like 100
followers. She turned 18 last year.
Are you safe?
Okay. Awesome, thank you.
He tweeted out that Rihanna was smoking coke. He started the rumor.
A woo-banger?
Uh-huh. So what happened is that, I don't know what happened, but his Instagram, you go to his Instagram, it was shut down. Him and Rihanna got into it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It was shut down, his Instagram. Then his Twitter was shut down like a few hours later. Her fans tweeted out his address, his criminal record, everything. So it was funny. The joke was that Rihanna's fans are more vicious than Beyonce's. Beyonce's fans are all bark. Rihanna fans will show up at your door. Because they put all his personal information was on Twitter.
It's just a lie.
She was like, I know she said, made a comment talking about
that's psycho.
You a fucking ass. She said, you
like
assholes.
I got your own payroll or something.
Right. I would shoot someone. You come to my door. Come to my door. I will have a criminal record.
Do you have her quote when she responded to the guy on Twitter when she was like, you dumb motherfucker. Yeah, she said, you don't know the difference between somebody putting tobacco in a blunt. She said smoking coke. And then she said something about he has.
But whose video was this? His?
It was on Snapchat. It was on Rihanna's Snapchat.
You got to follow her on Snap. You
no.
Follow her on Snap?
Rihanna posted this video?
Yes, on her Snapchat.
On her Snap. You can screenshot.
So here's my thing. Because as I'm watching this, I was like, Rihanna's too smart. Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted this to happen. What? These people are rich. And come on. Hey, if I could have the ability to post anything on social media and everyone's going to go ham and be like, oh my God, Jesse dropped acid. I know I didn't drop acid.
No, but if you follow her on chat, she's not the one with her camera. She has her friend.
That ain't a friend. You posting stuff like that.
No, but if she's standing there, she know that it's a blunt. She's not thinking, if I post this,
but you even see Rihanna looking like, and then the girl moves the camera.
Because she's rolling a blunt, so she don't want people to see her rolling a blunt. But if you follow
how many
her
pictures
on Snap,
do we have of Rihanna rolling a blunt?
Right, but if you follow
on some dude's head, like
she rolls blunt. She probably not with Snap, because with Snap you really in her personal life. Like, she shows her with her little niece. She like that shit is so real when you see her. I want her Snap. So maybe her friend always kept, or her friend is always with her phone posting stuff without Rihanna having her phone.
I don't think it was done purposely.
Purposely, yeah.
But
for that reaction.
Rihanna, she built this vibe or this aura around her, so she's not going to lose any endorsements if it
of
was.
Of course not.
Because she's a bad girl. So
we know that she does that.
When they signed her on, even if it was Coke. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because they signed
Coca-Cola
her on.
Coca-Cola would sign her. Be like, hey.
Yeah, they signed her. She's a bad girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? So she got this Puma endorsement after rolling weed on Instagram and, you know what I'm saying, cussing people out and shit like that. All these endorsements that she get, they know who they're signing. They're signing a bad girl because she is a bad girl. So if it was, this stuff is not going to hurt her career at all.
Question, though. Maybe it's just blocking my mind right now, but who endorses Rihanna?
Puma.
A lot of couture people, like over Gucci.
Like, she's never done like a Pepsi or like a big campaign.
No, because she
like
got
that,
bigger.
Right?
She got couture companies. Like, think about all the magazines she's been the cover on.
She's on a lot.
She has an amazing backing of people who have millions of dollars.
Yeah, Rihanna's up. She's a modern day rock star.
So if that was Beyonce doing that, though,
that'll be a totally different situation.
I mean, she would have been dropped left and right.
She'd be on the run.
So that was
part two. Yeah. all right, next, Mariah Carey, Girl, Bye.
Oh, did you see that? Oh my God, did you see that?
Number one to Infinity. Well, bitch,
she look good with her curls.
She does look good. Infinity is not the word to use with the lack of on the Photoshop that was done for this new album that's about to drop. So remember, in 1998, she came out with her number one hit album. Well, it looks like they just decided to use the
same picture
and switch the dresses.
Yep.
Because Number One to Infinity, which comes out in May, it's a compilation of more of her number one hits because she has 20 of them. It's been getting some slack because clearly Mariah Carey in the past 4 years does not look like that. Isn't she like wearing like neck braces and like arm braces and stuff?
Out the way, so I
can
see. Sean, this TV's all around everywhere. You. I'm talking about her weave. Can you move your beard?
But I'm being good.
All right, so what y'all thinking?
I think she look good with her curves, but she's Mariah. She's always going to be a diva, so she's not going to be seen on her album cover without being done, snatched. When I first saw this, I thought this was her old album. I was like, oh, shit, is that her old? And I'm like, no,
you know, it's funny. All her covers look the same. Like,
yeah, she still got the butterfly emblem. Like, that's just who she is. So I just think, at the end of the day, that's just Mariah being a diva.
This is how Mariah sees herself.
Yeah, that's how she sees herself. But I like her with her curves. She
I
looks
do, too.
Good.
She Girl, she's really 54 good. Years old. Like, you look 54? Amazing. Yeah.
Damn.
Mariah's, like, 44.
Is it 44?
Like, you played her to the, all
she's
the way to
not
the left.
Before. Alex, talk. We can't hear you. One, you're going to find out for us right now?
Oh, Alex is going to find it.
She's going to find out. Yeah, her age.
No, but Mariah's pretty, well, maybe she's 45, but still, she looked good for that age.
She looked great. I think I love her curves. I love her curves. That's
yeah, because how old is Madonna? Actually, yeah, how old is Madonna?
Madonna's almost 60. Madonna's in 60 or in her 60s.
Damn. Madonna's in
Drake just out here at senior citizen.
She's in her 60s and she looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, listen, man. All
right, guys.
Because she's sucking on.
Hope you look like that when you 60. All right,
what happened? So Mariah Carey is 45.
Okay.
Madonna is 56.
Okay, so she's on her way to 60.
10-year difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And they both are killing half of these young bitches walking around the street right now, slaying them.
Slaying.
Half of these young bitches out here look like they 85 years old and done been dragged through the mud. Hope you look like Mariah when you're 45.
Hope you got paper like Mariah. You think Mariah give? Listen, man. Sometimes like we were talking about stuff. I'm listening. Like I'm like, man, niggas be going hard on people. But you think Mariah Carey truly give a damn?
Mariah haven't even got to that butterfly money yet.
I don't think that she's aware that you're alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, this is very true.
It's like
she really don't think people are alive. She's crazy.
Like Madonna. Was it Madonna that she shaded? Mariah's the queen of shade.
Yes.
This bitch be like, who is that? Yo, J-Lo. They're like, what do you think of J-Lo? She was like, who?
Mariah goes hard. I was watching this interview with Jeezy, and they were like, they were shooting the video, and she fell off the platform and dislocated her shoulder or whatever.
Got back up and did
put the dress back on, popped that joint, and I'm like, yo, man, this is... Listen.
She's a legend.
Mariah's dope. This. I think she can give a two. Listen, certain people, Rihanna ain't going to care nobody thinks. Mariah ain't going to care nobody thinks. Madonna ain't going to care nobody thinks. Beyonce ain't going to care nobody thinks. Why should they? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
They put in the work.
It's like, all right, so Jay-Z said this song. Remember that song, I'm Already Home, off of Blueprint 3? He was like, he said, they say that I'm in the way, like it's going to shift for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really, the fact is, we not in the same league, not in the same bracket, not in, don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay with the same. Same taxes, run with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What am I missing? I was like, damn, I really don't pay the same taxes that.
right.
It's like, man, right. I think this nigga's on another level.
Levels. Shit.
Level up.
Right.
Okay, so moving on from that, shout out to Madonna, Rihanna, and Mariah. Queens.
It's a girl.
Huh?
I said when we brought up Mariah, niggas like, girl, bye.
I own every Mariah Carey. I will buy this album, but I'm just saying.
I love Mariah.
Let's keep it real.
Me and Mariah.
All right. So speaking of Rita Ora, Charles Hamilton has a song with her. This song is called New York Raining. Let's take a look.
My style is grown, sick of getting played like a xylophone. My instrument is me with thousands of bones. Wildin', I just wanna zone. My mama knows I need a chick to be kinda dope. Smile a lot, give a lot of dome. Only to me, spoil me with your badass. You are like royalty, baby, catch that. See the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing with other niggas who sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So hey, for you, I'll exceed the top won't five in the game.
Baby, in the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck here with your mind.
Bam, Charles Hamilton featuring Rita Ora. See, the stand-up comedian in me just always has something to like just say. But like, I felt like Charles, I love this song. I feel like Charles was like, let's, you know, make the video, we'll make like a political movement. And Rita Ora is just in her head like, I'm coming for Alicia Keys and Jay-Z.
That's what that reminded me of too, but.
I don't think that's what it was trying to go, but I feel like in Rita Ora's head, somewhere back there, she's like,
I commend him.
Hey, Billboard.
He's dope. I'm happy that
he's. I think he's doing conscious music.
Finally.
And
will touch the radio.
That'll touch the radio. Not only that, like this right here, right, because they don't play Glory on the radio. This right here is for him to even make a decision to do a video like this is risky for his career.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? But I fucks with this. I like the fact that it's conscious and it's just making light of what's going on today. And God bless him. I wish him luck.
Gabe.
No, I agree. Like, first off, it's stupid they don't play Glory on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, big song and it got an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. Like, cheers to Common and John Legend. It's a great song. So, and I like this song too. I like what he's saying. So,
I thought it was dope. I'm happy to see Charles Hamilton finally getting his shit out there because it's been a while. So it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it works out for him this time.
All right, moving on from that. Same, actually, exactly what you just said, Sean, is how I feel about this next artist. This is my boo thing, my baby mama, Janelle Monae.
I love her.
What's up, Janelle? KC yes. in the building.
So the song is called Yoga.
You're from Kansas? Kansas. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Song is called Yoga and...
Wait. What? Did you see the way he just looked at him like, yeah, I'm from Kansas City?
I'm trying to. Like,
I know.
Do you have something you got to stab someone?
I'm an R&B singer.
He's like, no, I'm an R&B singer. I don't carry guns.
I'm about love.
Okay, sorry, Debbie.
I'm just taking
Janelle. No bitch, but like.
I know.
Got to clean it up after all
of that. Of course.
So Janelle Monae, obviously, she's kind of, she has a huge following for her, but they've been trying to kind of put her in the media, and it's been kind of her last album, I think, was a great segue into it, but this song I think is about to launch her to where she needs to be.
Fatima Wallison and Sean Baker choreographed this.
I love everything about this video.
She's so
and she toned her look down. And it's not raunchy.
But I don't know if I like it for her.
This shit goes
it's so hard.
Yo, on repeat the past 2 days. Wait till this beat comes.
Just love him a beat drop.
I'm a DJ.
Baby,
bend over. Let me see you do the yoga. Janelle Monae, Yoga. Why don't you like it for her?
Because anybody else could have done that.
Really?
Yeah. The song is hot. The song is hot. The video is hot. The lyrically is dope. Her vocally, she's amazing. You know, she's Janelle Monae. But anybody else could have done that.
But do you think if someone else had did it, it would have been delivered in the same way? There's a bit of peace to that song. Even though it's a turn-up song, it has this...
But I like
I'm
on the fence with it. I like Janelle Monae because she's not what I hear on the radio or what I see on TV. This is what I see on the radio and what I see on TV. And I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I'm ready.
You think that this is going to be played in clubs or no one's going to play this?
No,
I think it should be played.
But it's not the traditional outcast type vibe, weird, spaced out. Janelle.
So you Monae. Only want Janelle Monae to give you that.
Unorthodox
because her
music.
Last album wasn't that.
But she touches, she does everything. Her stuff is not genre specific.
Right, so she giving you some...
But it's very unorthodox and not pop music. That is pop music.
I think her last album was a little more pop than she typically goes. And I think her music is R&B pop in 6-7 years from now.
She's dope though, like she's amazing.
I'm very confused. But
why?
Because that's not what...
That's not Janelle Monae.
Well, we can't say Janelle. It's not...
No. I mean, that's not...
How we know her.
She's
probably one of the most...
She's
of everybody we talk about, she's probably one of the most...
Respected and feminine.
Artists,
and,
like, true to artistry. She's an artist at the core.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
So we can't say it's not her, but that's just not what we're used to.
I don't know if I like the direction that they brought her, though.
I'm going to tell you why I like it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you
okay,
why
you
I like
it. Yeah, tell me why you like it.
Oh, well, like, first off, I completely get where you're coming from.
I've never seen a dress like that a day, ever. Ever. She's never she looked like that.
I feel you. Respectfully, I do feel where you both coming from, because when she did come out,
Tuxedo.
Android. Like
the Android and all that thing. And it's in... With Janelle Monae, it's like most times you're either really hot for her or you're cold for her. Like, you know, she doesn't really have people who are in between. They just love what she does or not. I personally like it because it's like, yo, I know what you're about. You've put out what you're about for the last 3 albums. So if anybody wants to debate and be like, this ain't hers. Like,
yeah, they can't deny her.
It's like,
her
listen, I've been building my work. I'm a cover girl off of being off of doing this. So it's kind of like, yo, have some fun. It's kind of like when I watch Beyonce sing a song about Who Runs the World, Girls, or some of the older stuff she did to the Firm's Women, but then she has like a We Like to Party. Yep. You know, it was like, oh, it's like, enjoy yourself. That's how I feel. When it comes on, I'm like, we was over here turning up. It just feels good. And I think, I think taking it.
Our engineer says, I really like the change. Yeah. Try something new.
Okay. I think it's cool, man. It's like, it's just, it feels like a moment, like, you know, because here, like, in my opinion, one of my favorite songs from her is Say You'll Go from the Arch Androids. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. It's beautiful. You're just like, damn, this is incredible. But every once in a while, you just want to have some fun. Okay. And when it comes on, I feel good. You know what I mean?
Okay, so if you sang it like that, maybe this is just her letting her hair down and showing another side to her.
Are you one-dimensional, though? Like, we all are. Yeah. You know, there's times where I'm like, if I'm in a meeting or if I'm recording, it's like, I'm fun to an extent, but I'm focused because I got to get things done. Mm-hmm. Versus if my homeboy's coming from New York and Kansas City, I'm really, really stupid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's nothing prolific that's going to come from my mouth. You know, mm-hmm. just like, you know, it's just a different side of how I personally take it. Everybody's free to feel.
No. I agree. You're explaining it to me so that I can comprehend your vision. Yeah. Because I don't want to say one-dimensional, but my vision for Janae Monáe has always been her being conservative, but an amazing, different, unique, amazing artist, amazing dancer, amazing singer, and unique. And that's why she got a lot of her
pussy.
So, right.
I mean, she's like, not I think that's kind of strong, though. She had jeans on. She had, like, I mean, she was showing her belly and some arms. Like, mm-hmm.
You guys, first of all, do you really think Janelle Monáe's walking around her house in, like, suits? Like,
no.
Like, I felt like she does yoga. I feel like Janelle Monáe actually does yoga. I feel like instead of saying, I'm gonna pop my ass, she's like, no, yoga's sexy. Like, and they were doing yoga moves. It's not like she was dropping it down to Tinashe.
Yeah, she wasn't dragging. Like,
Let me ask you a question. If you wouldn't have saw the video and you closed your eyes
and heard the song.
And just heard the song. It's the same, like, when I first heard Sam Smith, I didn't know what Sam Smith looked or, like, when I saw him, I was like, oh, man. But, like, because in my mind, I was like, this is just a damn good song. First song I ever heard was Stay With Me. So I heard it way before I saw him. Like, and if this song just came on, you're like, yo, it feels good. The way she's riding that, riding.
It's futuristic, Egyptian-esque, kind of.
And like, that come on, like, it just feel good. Like, put this in your car, and then when the chorus hit,
every morning.
It's just like going. That's.
But I'm not judging the song. I was just judging the look. Because obviously I'm a hairstylist. That's what I do for a living. Huh. But I was just judging the look. But the music, you can never knock her. Hands down, she's always dropping hits, always making amazing music. It just threw me off, the long fishtail braid, the jeans, and she's squatting down in front of the mirror. Those are mannerisms of Janae's that she's known
for. But it is, but she
drops. Calling this child Janae. Yo, this is
Janelle.
Janelle.
She's thinking about Janae Aiko. But the thing is like, if you watch Janelle and her performances, she drops a demo, but she's wearing a suit pants.
Yeah.
So I think because a lot of the world is very sheep-esque.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to feed them. So she's been putting this music out, and it's not taking to mainstream. So, okay, let's go with a more cover girl look. She wasn't in booty shorts. Yeah. She was wearing yoga pants. She was wearing jeans, a simple t-shirt. Okay, her abs are out. Like, it wasn't like she was being overtly sexual. People are going to hear this song, be like, oh, who is this girl? Then they're going to check out the rest of her music, and then they understand her. I feel like I could kick it with her now. I know what she's like with her homegirls.
She said that she took the tuxedo off now. Now she's going to have fun, and she wanted people to focus on artistry with the tuxedo and the black and white. Now she took it off, and she wants to have a good time. She wants to experiment more. So she has a whole rhyming reason behind that.
Okay.
Yeah. And even on her last stuff, like on Queen, when that came out, you know, they were talking about the booty don't lie. Nah, baby. Like, it was talking about a lot of that even then, because we eat chicken wings and we stomp on the ground and all of that. Mm-hmm. Am I a freak and all this? It's like, you know, I get what you're saying, because it's, and especially like with Janelle Monáe, man, and to me, she's one of my favorite artists, period.
Oh, yeah, she's dope.
I love the way she rips, you know, any stage she's on. It's not even biased because we're from the same place. Like, well, I guess that is part of it. You know what I mean? Like, because considering where we come from, but then again, you got to know, like, it's tough where we
at. I think she's a dope performer.
But, like, when she's on stage, it's electric, man. And then what she stands for, the way, like, that parents want their daughters to be like her and all of that, I can totally get it. And she's somebody, outside of her collaboration with Fun, she ain't ever on the radio.
Yep.
That's true.
I mean, in my perfect world, she would be on the radio, right along with some other people who ain't on the radio. Mm-hmm. But, like, Cause Ty Broke was that knock, man. I was like, this thing is insane. Gay, what do you think? I don't know, but I'm about to explode. It comes on, or even Cold War.
Everything like, off that, everything off any of her albums.
I like Yoga. I'll be playing it probably tonight.
Good. And you're passionate about her. All right. You sound like him with Tinashe. No, I'm kidding.
Well, speaking of Tinashe, our last video is Ty Dolla Signs featuring Tinashe and Charlie XCX with Drop That Kitty. Pop That Kitty. Down low. All right, titties.
Yes. She looks so bomb. Look at her. She's so bomb. Yeah, Tinashe. Talk shit about her. Queen Mesmerize. This is my shit.
Queen, I cannot with you. But I feel you, if he knocked at my door, I'd be like, like, do I owe you money from something? Stop.
He scared the shit out of me.
Y'all hating him, dude.
Maybe who's hating? Oh my god!
You never saw Ty Dolla Sign before?
No.
Oh, honestly, I never knew.
Eyes was that color? Like I never knew. Like no, I didn't know. I never saw. Ty
I thought
Dolla
he was
Sign.
Thicker for some reason.
Nah, yeah, he was. He lost a lot of weight.
But maybe that's what it is. What you doing? Herbalife? Shit out of me just now. Oh, shit.
Shout out to Ty Dolla
Sign. Yo, she don't give a damn.
She's putting LA on the map.
He's engaged though. He just got engaged to his long-term girlfriend.
Oh, and he was somebody for a long time. I like that.
Yeah, he was with somebody for a very long time. He's
engaged
to her.
He's been on the scene for a while in L.A. So that's dope that him and Tinashe is finally getting...
Right, but when I thought of Ty Dolla Sign, why did I think of a guy with a Caesar and tattoos, but with a Caesar? I never knew he looked like that.
No, I knew he had long hair.
He's very scary looking. His eyes.
What did you think of, what do you think of the song?
Blood of Jesus,
obviously,
sorry.
We played it before on the Six Mix, but the video came out. Now,
drop
I will say, dance wise, Tinashe versus the All Hands on Deck looked much more comfortable.
On this one. Yeah.
It was dope. I liked it.
You're going to always like it.
I thought
like
it was funny. I thought it was funny with the cat heads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, I said, I feel sorry for those background dancers because they just did all that work to get covered with a cat head.
Yep.
I was like, that is so
funny. That pussy dancer in the back.
All right. Oh! So maybe it's these things.
He has nice eyes.
He does, but maybe it's because all this looked mad rough, and then he got eyes.
What was Gabe just talking about? Everyone focused on the damn aesthetic.
I never looked at him before because I really didn't give two shits. But
damn.
You could tell if he cut all his shit off and clean up, he will look much better. I just think he looked rough with those eyes, but I think he chose to look rough because he don't want nobody to call him a pretty boy.
Oh, wow, that's real deep. That's what you get from
it. And boom, shut
that
down.
That was quick and deep.
Well, all right, we ain't going to ask her what she think of your look. I'm just kidding.
Afraid, I know. Gabe, okay, shut up, queen. Nothing. Okay.
No, go ahead, transition, because we're going into Gabe right now.
I was going to say, with Tinashe's video, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Which one, All Hands on Deck?
Yeah, like, well, that was cool, man. Like, I like any girl that's in Tim's, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was digging that. And part of me was thinking, look how everybody just jumped on this and, you know, what she was saying was leaving a little bit more, whatever. And mm-hmm. I was asking myself, all right, so if this young lady turned around and put out a song that was conscious, would we knock it?
She already have conscious music out, though.
Right. So, like, it's like, so the point I was making is, so when she has her conscious music out and now she's doing this, it's totally cool. We was like, soon the track came on, we was all like, hell yeah, hell yeah. Versus the other one, we was a little bit uncomfortable.
The only two songs that she has that are hits, two on, and then I'll give All Hands on Deck, will probably be.
Okay.
Because Pretend didn't really do too much.
This one was dope. She was going ham.
She did go ham with her little ass hanging out.
Yeah, that's dope.
Gabe Rowland.
Yo.
Gabe.
From Kansas City.
That's me.
You play a whole bunch of instruments.
I work really hard.
Oh, mm-hmm. God bless you.
Thank you.
Tell us about, you grew up in Kansas, grew up in the church singing.
Yeah, man. You know, like, the Midwest is, you go to church.
Probably 4 to 5 times a week.
Yeah, it's not even debatable that you don't get a say. You go. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, fortunately for me, I love music. I love, man, just every every aspect of it. I love singing. I love playing. I play piano, drums, and guitar.
You can tell you got piano fingers.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't, you know, I was just okay at sports, but thank God I could play. You know? It's like, hey, what do you do? Listen, man, I don't do that. You know? Have a seat. Let me
play something for you. Right.
Make the theme song to your sport game. As a matter of fact, growing up in the church. So how did that kind of turn into R&B?
Well, like,
was there ever a thought where you're like, I'm going to be a gospel singer?
Of course.
No, it's like, well, that's what it's kind of like certain people, and it just goes into how people want to see you. Well, I've always visioned you being like this. Well, you know, like, I appreciate it because I'm sure you don't mean me harm, but this is the vision that I have for myself because, like, I will never not rep what I believe. All right, so I believe in Jesus.
Amen.
I believe in God. You know what I mean?
So like,
to everybody who doesn't, you know, God bless you. It's all good. I'm not here to debate that. I think that's a really stupid debate to have. Like, if you respect what I believe, this is what I believe. All that being said, I'm a hopeless romantic. I love love. Like, I was that dude that would risk being talked about by everybody from writing a girl a note, you know what I mean, and passing it. She might show all of her friends, they might laugh, but like, you know, ever since I was little, you like, you know, if I like a girl, I'm going to tell her. I'm not going to talk to my boys about it because that's going to get old. I need to know how you feel back. Mm-hmm. So, like, that drove me. And not only that, but, like, just the broad spectrum of what of amazing songs, you know. And an amazing song can be timeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 40 years from now, we will still care about a Stevie Wonder song.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, why? Because it's just nothing you can do but love over joy when it comes on or something like that. And I was like, I want that. It's amazing, you know, that Michael Jackson has been gone for a couple of years now, and 4 and 5 year olds turn up for Thriller.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's, to me, that's immortality in a sense. It's
timeless.
Like, and it goes to show you, like, man, what you make just really, really affects. So that's why for me, it's like, I want to write about broad things, and like, yeah, I write about God too. You know, I'm not gonna act like I don't. But I'm a love dude. I want people to fall in love again. Cause
I want to fall in love.
Like right now, I don't know. You know, like right now is, and I love so much music that's out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But it ain't about love.
Is not for some reason that's like, you know, niggas is calling that corny or played out or don't nobody talk about that. Well, for one, I don't do what everybody else do. So. Mm-hmm. I'm cool on not being a follower with the trend or whatever. It's like, and some of these dudes ain't talking about it because they just can't pull no girl anyway. So let me harden up and hopefully she'll like me versus whatever. And the other part is just like, there's always a little room for it because it's a very real thing. You're always gonna have a crush on somebody. There's always gonna be some guy you like. There's always gonna be some girl you like. You know, and it affects every walk of life, gay, straight, whatever. You're going to care about somebody. So I'm like, I want to soundtrack that moment, especially if a song come on that came on when you was growing up and you get butterflies in your stomach
because
it takes you to
a place,
whatever place that was, with whoever that person was. Like, you know, music can do that. Now, it can do that harder than shoes or clothes or even a car. It's like, I see a car, I'm like, okay, that's a classic throwback. If I hear a song, I'm like, oh man, I was here when this happened. She looked this way. Like, it give you butterflies, man. Yeah. I'm like, you know, like, butterflies, when's the last time you had them? You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to get them unless you hear like that. That song that gives you that. So like, I'm over here like, man, I want to do that. And it's like, because I rap, I sing, I play several different instruments, I produce, I go hard, and you know,
Mr. Entertainer,
definitely ain't no pussy, man. Like we're handling my business, somebody, you know, gets out of line or whatever.
Yeah, you look like you don't play. You look like you don't play no games.
You know, it's just
got the flannel on, got an axe behind it. Just kidding. Sorry, I don't know where these things come from.
The R&B murderer.
Honestly. Jesus.
Yes! You gotta get a mask on, you be like, bitch, glow.
Doing all of that. long story short, that's what I'm hoping to bring to the game or whatever.
And you have, because, you have a music video for called Lover's Song, which clearly that's what it's going to be called. Let's take a look at it. And the sound is a classic sound, I gotta say. I like it.
Hate watching myself.
Why?
step to share the secret that I kept. Never been anymore. I had to stop, take a deep breath, and make sure you had a quick sec. Cause there's something I gotta say to you. Cause living life on Mars is hard, but I found a way, that's where you are. Hoping you can meet me in the stars. Know that this is crazy.
Gabriel and love song, lover song.
I was into it.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. Thank you.
Very hard to please.
In more ways than one. I just got to say, so we've been trying to get you booked in here for a while, and so I watched the video, and I've been very excited to get you in because this song, I don't want to compare it to anything, but in R&B today, I'm very selective about, like, listening to somebody or clicking on somebody. And within that, Elijah Blake is somebody that, for me right now, I judged him when I looked at him. But then as I heard his lyrics and heard the music, I was like, wow, he's doing R&B music today. And when I heard you, you're doing R&B music from today, but it brings you that beat. Just you with the piano, yeah. I felt like, I don't even know what year that was, but it was early 2000s that it just kind of took me back to this happy moment. Like how yoga, when I listen to yoga every morning,
it's the
first song I listen to because it makes me like have a peaceful day, and this brings that element to it.
Watching this video reminds me of when I'm from New York, so it reminds me of fall in New York. Mm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, New York has like a different feel. So it reminds me of fall and the trees being orange and everything.
No, we shot that downtown L.A.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
So it wasn't New York.
No, I said
it makes me feel like I'm in, you know, I've been good today. Don't fuck with me.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, to put your hands in the air.
Like when we do it live, I have horn section, my DJ, and like everybody's going at it. It's definitely, you know, on that brown sugar tip or whatever.
Yeah, I love
comes
it.
Out.
Yeah.
Brown sugar, that great one. All right, so you've had four independent releases. Why are you an artist that is for the independent artists, or because I know that there are certain artists that want to get signed, certain artists that are like, no, fuck that, I'm trying to make my own money.
It's like I'm independent because the right situation hasn't come along yet, which I know will. And funny enough, everything that's been happening is showing that maybe this is the situation. I just kind of go where the music leads me, in a sense. Like, all right, yeah, if I was signed and it was the right situation, absolutely, then it has to make sense. But what has come my way hasn't made sense. And if I feel like if I can make this money hustling this on my own, then this isn't the right deal for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I can get the notoriety or land some of the same things that being signed will land me, I'm here and I'm an independent artist and people are hearing my music. I've had multiple TV spots. I got nominated for a Grammy for a production we did on Best Man Holiday.
Awesome.
You did the theme song for Preachers of LA.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So these things have happened as an independent. So, like, if I would love to play for a squad, it just has to be the right scenario. You know what I mean?
In the midst of you making your music, have you ever sung background for other people and traveled and toured and stuff like that? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you've worked with Estelle, Marsha Ambrosia, Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah, I've done the background thing for sure. I've done the music directing thing. You gotta pay your bills. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, fortunately for me, what I do to keep the lights on can be somewhat in the realm of what I love to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a good scenario.
You said you haven't been sleeping because you're working on Glow, the album, which will be out in mid July. What on this album, you know, we heard Lover's Song, which will be on it, but what are you working on right now? Where are you trying to get as far as the sound goes for Glow?
Man, I am I'm borderline schizophrenic when it comes to that kind of thing. It's like I was at one point I wanted to have like this whatever, then I wanted to have that whatever, then I started listening to the albums that I really love to listen to. Like when we were talking about Rihanna, I was cracking up. So I'm like, yo, I love Rihanna's album. Mm-hmm. I love Justin Bieber's journal. That thing was sick.
What about Nick Jonas?
Nick Jonas is Jealous. Justin Timberlake's 2020.
Yep.
Beyonce, especially that last thing she dropped, she's just like, yeah, I'm just going to put an album out. And she's like, take that. And this thing was on repeat. So now I'm trying to embody that. They don't play to a certain lane. They're not going to allow themselves to get boxed up, and neither am I. I have EDM on here. It's a song called Hands in the Air. It's very EDM and trap, but it's so dope. Wait till you hear it. I got a song called Gatsby that has some more of that element to it, where a dude is like, if I just had this money, maybe she would look this way. But like the way it's presented, there's a part where the music builds up, and then the beat just comes in super hard with chop screw vocals and everything. You're like, damn, this is dope. So like, and then I have one I just did yesterday called A Million Ways. It's about a song. We arguing all night, but I got a million ways to get it off your chest if you just want to let it out. You know what I mean? Like, there's other things we could do besides arguing right
sure
now.
Can.
So like, I think the overall sound is hopefully will represent a facet of my personality, which is sometimes I'm chill, sometimes I'm turned up. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a melodramatic mood. Sometimes I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm joyful. Sometimes I'm hopeful. Sometimes I'm horny. You know, like, it is what it is. Hopefully, that's what they get to it. You know what I mean?
Cool. You're a good soul.
Yeah, I like you.
Oh, thank you, man. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Gabe, where can everyone follow you?
Everybody follow me on Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter and SoundCloud, all at the same thing. The Gabe Roland. That's THEGABEROLAND.
You guys can see that down below. Also, make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. Check out Lover's Song on YouTube. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me, Queen Wink, Queen Live, WinkLux.com.
Shine out and live everywhere.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.